Hi there, Randy Green here, and welcome to the whole Advanced Psychotherapy Podcasts, where I am going to share some of my experiences with clients, as well as some of the things I have learned over my 12 plus years of work with people, both as a clairvoyant, as a healer, and now combining these facilities and these abilities into what I call psychic energetic counseling, which covers all bases of the work that I have been doing and assisting people in their progression work, whatever that means and whatever that entails, because that's not a simple task, since each and one of us are on our own journey. But here we're going to explore the progression journey together. And for me, the progression journey involves also going back into the past and into our past lives, because both as my work as a healer, but also as a psychotherapist and as a clairvoyant counselor, and when I did readings back in the days, the template readings, one of the things I discovered was that quite a lot of people walk around with entities in their energy fields, whether it is the lower fields or the higher fields. But here we are mostly talking about the lower fields, where that kind of thing has a tendency to occur, because in the higher fields, the past lives entities we have there are technically beyond the scope of our reality. So that's in the other dimension, so to speak. But here within our little planetary aquarium where we are existing, we have this concept of a rebirth, right? So I don't think any of you have any doubts about that, those of you who have been drawn to my work and have listened to some of the things I have to say. So, but it's interesting, because today I had a client, and this is not about sharing client information. I'm just going to take the start up of the session, because I have the entire day had this weird burning sensation around my heart field, and I had anxiety, and I had kind of a little bit of, I'm not saying it affected my brain, because it didn't, it was centered around my heart field, and it gave me this anxiety feeling. And I know this is a typical thing I experience when I am having sessions, and I was to have a session here tonight. And so it's quite common, and normally I just interpret it, well, it's just energetic parasites. They're a little bit uneasy with the whole sharing and talking as I do with the clients, because I'm also working as what's called a releaser. And that means I release stuff that is caught up in people's energy fields. And for a long time, I've not been doing that work with clients. I used to do that back in 2015 and 16. And in 17, it became literally too impossible because of the shift of energies in the world, so to speak. So it became a very hostile type of work. So I shut it down. But we are beginning to open up again. And I'm experimenting, not experimenting on my clients, but experimenting with myself to see how far and how much I can do that. So to be back to the little experience today. So I had this query feeling around my heart field, like a burning sensation. And I started up figuring out where the client was, and if it was from him or it was from me. And this is typically when I have sessions with people, it can start up till 24 hours before. So it's not unusual, but it's always important to figure out, okay, what are we dealing with here? What is going on? And at the same time, I'm also on YouTube and I'm doing a lot of work. So I never really know where something decides to make a transfer or a jumper, as I used to call them, because they want me to release them. And sometimes they are on my field for a little while until they have got enough energy so I can see them so that they can manifest themselves, so I know what to do with them. Anyway, so we were having this conversation, and interestingly enough, what came up, whether it was from him or from somewhere else, it came up in our joint fields, at least. I have a strong suspicion it did come from him, but not knowingly. This is the interesting thing, because it was actually an entity, or what we call a ghost, of a little boy from one of his previous lives. So that was very, very interesting. So, okay, and then you would ask naturally, okay, was the little boy his own past life? And actually not. This is what makes it very, very interesting. Okay, let me explain. Because the reason why I find it interesting is because this is actually the first of its kind. I've experienced a lot of stuff, but there is always more to be experienced and learned. Okay, so my client has had a past life in early Second World War period. And there he was a teenage boy. And his little brother, age 5, 4, 5, 6, died. Circumstances are not revealed. But for some reason, the boy's energetic imprint, and I'm here talking about the three lower fields because it appeared as the boy, and you would say the ghost, if you like, the three lower fields did not move on. They decided to go into the brother's energy field and became part of the brother and lived there for the rest of the brother's life. And when the brother died, he took that imprint with him. And when he reincarnated into this physical form, into the body of my client, I'm just leaving it at that, then that ghost followed in the reincarnational imprint. And that's very, very interesting, to say the least, for me, because it kind of opens up several doors on that level that could be investigated and going deeper into. I didn't, though. I just released the boy, and he was ready to move on and cross over and get to the other side. So that work was done. And then my heart field came to ease and he relaxed as well. Not completely, because he still had some residual energies of it. And the interesting thing is to see what process that will open up to. Because what happens when we have a ghost of a sibling that is in our energy field? And I know when I'm saying this, I get this feeling. This is probably more common than we know of. So I'm getting, this is something that it has, whether it was there before my client woke up this morning or something that has been inserted so I could learn the lesson about this, that is always the very interesting question. And you will then ask, well, how does that play out? Well, that goes into a little bit of some of the things that are going on our planet, which I talk about in the whole academy. I don't want to touch ground with it here. Just open up for the process so you ponder upon these words that you said there and begin to question yourself. Okay, what does that mean? So you kind of get a little bit of investigative interest in some of the things I'm saying here. So you are getting ready to dig deeper, because there is so much more to our reality than what most people get within what we call the different spiritual communities and the different perceptions of what it means to be an empath or highly sensitive or an indigo and some of these labels that we have created to try and figure out ways of being human with these new features and these new abilities. And this is, of course, where my work will take part. So some of the, for instance, let us go into saying if we do have a ghost in our fields, whether it's from this life or past life, it will create a discord in our energy system. And that could actually be one of the, when people are highly sensitive, I would say that could be one of the reasons. There are a whole scale of reasons why people can be highly sensitive. And I want to go into that once I put my ideas into some kind of system. But here I'm just going to touch ground with that could be one of the reasons why people are highly sensitive, because they are technically not alone in their energy field. Not only do they have their karmic imprints from previous lives, which of course is part of our personality structure and defines some of the issues we're dealing with emotionally. Seriously, I mean that. It affects our psychological structure. Let me put it this way. If you have two siblings, let's take twins, because even if two siblings are born with years apart, then parents have changed in that period of time, so that they have the firstborn and then 2 or 3 years passes and then they get their secondborn. And because of the lessons they learned with the firstborn and where they now are in life, then they will act differently around the secondborn. Okay, so therefore, I have to make this sounds plausible and you understand my drift and my idea with this, we have to say, okay, we have got twins and they are from the same egg. So they are completely identical as they can get. And they're also two girls, okay? They're from the same eggs. Of course, if they are two girls or two boys. Let's just say two girls. But since that's just the body that is from the same egg, because their individual emotional field, even though there is a huge amount of cellular information which comes from the parents that are defining both of the girls. Of course, we know that that's kind of how the brain is built up, and quite a lot of our DNA defines our personality matrix. But we also have that extra component that is our own, that is what we bring with us into this life from our previous lifetimes, and that's part of our energy system. So we have the joint field of the parents that creates a specific energy field that creates the body and the biofield and the foundation of the emotional field and the mental field. But what is coded in and defines that little extra in each and one of the girls is, of course, their own karmic imprint and what they have been in this life, and not in this life, but in previous lives and outside of our reality lives and past domains and timelines and what have you. We can dig so far back into the eons of all universes if we learn to go or to follow the trail back through our genetic signature. So the differences in the girls are actually their karmic imprint, and that defines how they will respond to certain experiences in life, such as they might go and see, let's say, a merry-go-round together with their parents, and it's a good day, and the sun is shining, and everybody's happy, right? And one of the girls loves to do the merry-go-round. The other girl is afraid of it. And it makes no sense because they have got the same upbringing, they've got the same circumstances, it's the same time in life, but yet they are still different in their features. One is more bold, the other one has a tendency to anxiety. Why is that? They have the same DNA, they have the same parents, they're born at the same time in life. So there's nothing in the what we call the nurturing that should make them different. It's their karmic imprint that makes them different. So their past life experiences. And the easy one will, of course, say, yeah, one of the girls in one of her previous lives were living in the Wild West and she's got thrown off a horse. So therefore, she's afraid to go on the merry-go-round that where there are horses. Even though they're made of wood, she still doesn't know why she has this subconscious fear. But it could stem from a past life trauma, perhaps if she died and did not get it sorted. So she died with that fear and that was never cleared as part of her karmic imprint. So this is that's the typical one. But if we then also go in with that, we have entities from past lives and the people that have been around us, if they have decided to make a jump and become part of our fields and we are then born with that, then we will technically not truly know the difference between the entity and ourselves, so to speak, our own imprints and the imprint of the entity, and the entity will have forgotten it. Because at that point in time, it has then become so integrated, to go back to the story, to the brother's energy field, that it has literally become part of him and therefore can no longer separate himself from his big brother. And that then, when the big brother's reborn, he then has the little brother's imprint and his karmic history attached to him, which makes it technically gives him double work to clear out. And if he can't see, this is not part of me, then he doesn't know. And how would you know? Both the ghost and the karmic imprint, all of that is subconscious and not really up to the surface. So that's an interesting aspect for me to look at, having now got that experience, which makes me then observant of, okay, some of these quote-unquote energetic parasites could also be karmic imprints of not only past lives, which I know, but of siblings or close relatives that have not been able to get out for reasons and purposes. And then we can ask ourselves the question, why was the little brother not able to get out? And I here refer to the beginning of the Second World War. So that could have something 1942 or something. That could give an indication due to some of the factions that were active and what were happening with the gate systems at that point in time. So it raises, this work raises a lot of interesting questions, not only the release, which is good because it needed to happen so that the big brother could be freed and only work with his own issues, because we all have plenty to work with, right? We don't need our siblings' issues as well. But the other question that rises up is, why couldn't that soul get released? And I think that's why it was shown to me, not as much the other stuff, because I'm pretty well exercised in that area, but both as a healer, that was part of what I did in my healing work, the hands-on healing I did years ago, releasing these karmic imprints because they are lodged into our molecular structure as part of the emotional field and our biocode system. But going into that, understanding, okay, if we are having the historical context of that, which are important now because now we are having a little bit of a weird replay of some of the things that happened after the Spanish flu in 1918 until 1921. And then it slipped into the Great Depression, and then it slipped into the Second World War. And there are definitely powers that want to have some kind of a 100-year replay here, even though it's not going to be to the same degree. But there is some sort of replay going on. I've been noticing it ever since 2019, where we began that whole process of the Spanish flu, which interestingly enough also have been debated whether or not it actually came from workers in China, which is not proven, but it is an interesting idea that, of course, needs to be worked with. So just to give a little bit of some of the implications of some of the work that we are to do, and this is just one line of it, and I know it's a little bit of a heavy one to begin up with in a podcast, but this is part of some of the work that we are to do when we are to rediscover ourselves. What does it actually mean to clear out our emotional field and our biofield? What is part of our karmic imprint, and what is defining our psychological structure? Because that's where I want to dig in when we talk about the advanced psychotherapy. I want to dig in with both what we are now, what we have of other dimensional features, but also our personality matrix and clearing up past lives as part of the emotional field, which I define the sciences of in the whole academy. But here we're doing the more practical work with the hands-on and how we experience these different karmic imprints and energy patterns and code systems that are part of our energy field and who and what we are. So that's the deeper level of understanding. But also in the attempt to try and not just classify, that would be the wrong word, but kind of make an assessment of, okay, what does it mean to be highly sensitive? Why is it that? Is it just the nervous system that has not learned to calm itself down and therefore is always working on what we call a little bit of a stress sensitivity? Is that the case? Or is that coming into play because we have catched up with some entities, have got jumpers or past life entities? What is going on there, as well as some of the other classifications that goes with crystal children, as well as indigo children? What are their personality traits? We have got a lot of ideas of why they are here, but here I want to go further into the psychological processes of being an indigo and the psychological processes of being a crystal child, because many of you are now in your 20s and 30s, so you are now technically what we call adults, and with that are ready to work with your personality structure and some of the integration processes that you are to embark on to become a full-blown mature human that are to do what you're here to do, to assist in resetting our reality field and transform energies and lift the burden of the many, as we know, not necessarily to save Earth as we know of it, but assist in the transition and assist in the work that needs to be done so as many as possible can do the transition. That is how I see it. So that was some of the thoughts I wanted to share in this little podcast. More to follow in other podcasts where I will again explore along with you listening and thinking and pondering upon things, and I will explore, and please feel free to write me a little email if you have got some, if you get some good ideas or insights or something you want to share with me after having listened to this podcast. Thank you.